This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. France has imposed a 15-day lockdown to try to stem the spread of coronavirus. It's set to start at noon local time Tuesday. Meanwhile, European Union leaders have discussed efforts to contain the spread of the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Among other developments, Spain has become the fourth most virus-infected country in the world, a topic under discussion at an EU leaders' emergency video conference. Meanwhile, Hungary's prime minister says the country is closing its borders to foreigners and only citizens will be allowed in. Different national approaches on how to deal with the virus crisis are raising concerns that vital medical equipment may be blocked. For most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. But for some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more serious illness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The coronavirus pandemic is having more impact at the White House, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
All people trying to enter the White House grounds are having their temperatures taken. If they're above 99.6 degrees Fahrenheit, they cannot go through the gates. Even as the administration continues daily news briefings about the virus, the White House Correspondents Association has independently moved to limit exposure, encouraging a bare level of staffing and restricting how many seats should be filled in the briefing room. One of the White House's most anticipated events is now canceled. Next month's Easter egg roll is off, with First Lady Melania Trump calling it a difficult but necessary decision. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Due to coronavirus concerns, the White House is asking Americans not to gather in groups larger than 10 and to avoid travel if possible. The chief of the European Union is proposing a 30-day ban on all non-essential travel into the European Union. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.